Oh yeah, baby. You know what that sound is. What's up, Tethered Radio listeners? We are back with another Untethered episode. This is Untethered number 30. What? 33. Lucky number 33. As you know, my name is Larry. I am joined by Allie and Daniel.
Hey.
Hi.
That was a very Marcus Parks hi.
That is going to be the famous intro for Untethered from now on. The beer bottle or the beer can just popping open.
Of course.
We hope that you're having a fantastic Thursday, and I hope that you are listening to this on a Thursday if Daniel remembers to upload the episode on time. I will continue making fun of him until he actually does it.
I know. Full disclosure, most of the time, when I actually forget, this past Thursday, I legitimately had a ridiculous whatever week, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and then I'll post it. And then I forgot. So that's why I got posted at noon. So I hadn't forgotten when Larry posted me.
Texted me,
and then I forgot. So
I didn't even have to say anything. I was just like, Daniel.
Yeah. And I was like, I promise I didn't forget. I'm going to post it when I get home. And then I forgot. So story of my fucking life, dude. Holy shit.
What do we have today?
Okay.
Got all sorts of shit.
I have this very clickbait sounding title, but 18 weird German words you won't believe exist. Yeah. I hate the title, but German has all these words that are very specific meaning that we don't have.
Yeah.
Like, they have a word for a person who... It's in here! They have a word called Schattenparker, and it translates loosely to Shadow Parker. And it's somebody who always tries their best to park in the shade. Like, they have a word for that.
That's way too specific.
Yeah.
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 Right?
It's also part of a series of insults for men that accuse them of unmanly behavior. So instead of calling someone like a sissy or whatever, there's this. There's warm duscher, which is someone who showers with warm water. Is that not just a human thing to enjoy? Yeah.
To douche means to clean in German.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm not by any means fluent in German.
Sure.
But
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
School, in middle school, in ich spreche Deutsch. Yeah. A little bit. Anyway, so like in middle school, I took French, and in high school, I took German. And then I continued on with like learning more and more German. I am a huge fan of Rammstein, right? Mm-hmm. So like I had to learn more and more and just being bilingual in Spanish, German really came a lot easier to me. I don't know why, because I mean, I don't know if German is like Latin based, but it's just
no, because it's Slavic versus
German is its own whole fucking critter.
Versus like Romance but
for,
or whatever.
For some reason, my brain can interpret German a whole lot better, like in words, not in words, in writing.
Okay,
than it can.
What do you think Sitzpinkler is?
If you fucking call me that,
no
one
fucking
more time.
Idea.
It's a man who urinates while sitting down.
Oh wow, I was kind of on board.
Shit.
No, I get what you mean. Like sometimes German stuff, you can look at it and it makes a little bit of sense, and then sometimes it doesn't.
But
I mean, it helps that you're bilingual.
What was that called again? Or whatever your pronunciation is.
The last one.
Sitzpinkler. Sitzpinkler. Oh my God. I want to make that a show title.
Please tell me about number three.
I'm getting to all of them. Okay. I'm going to start up at the start now. Okay.
I'm ready.
The first one, you know the word earworm, like a song that's stuck in your head.
Yeah.
The German word for that is Ohrwurm, which is pretty similar. Okay. We kind of have one for that. There's a one called Fernweh, which is distance pain. So it's the feeling of wanting to be somewhere else. Larry, were we not just saying we should all quit our jobs and move to a foreign country near a beach and just figure it the fuck out?
How about remote island?
Right?
Like, well, the plan was to fake our deaths.
Yes, yes.
And then move.
Yeah. Do you guys accept families of three?
Are you all potty trained? Hey,
if you can make a family of three disappear, if you can make a family of three disappear, hook me up with your guy. You know?
Okay, so when a relationship ends or during other times of sadness, anger, or worry, it's common to put on a few pounds of, do not laugh at this word, cummerspeck.
Cummerspeck,
which translates to grief bacon. It's the excess weight that you put on by emotional overeating.
God, dude, I fucking bacon. Know this. I know
grief
this.
Grief bacon.
Grief bacon is my Tumblr name.
Is it? Is it? Dude, so Megan and I went to Costco the other day, and holy shit, they have this thick cut bacon that it's like, for a pound and a half, there's only like 12 strips of bacon. Oh my God, this shit is like, okay.
Like super thick. I need you
guys. I need you guys to be on board for this.
Yeah.
Let's buy, what is it called? No, not Benton's. Let's do a big slab of like, what is it?
Like pork belly?
Pork belly.
Yeah.
And let's get it just like cut however the fuck we want, and let's get it smoked, dude. We'll take it over to my pop's smoker and just fucking smoke bacon for a day.
Hang on, I'm trying to see if there's a German word horny for
you
food.
You want to roll up a pig and smoke it?
No, you know what's really funny?
Where you get rolling papers at, dude?
That is literally my mother's go-to like joke.
I know. Oh, that's why I said it. Okay,
I was like, damn it. Fuck. Okay. I'll see myself out.
I love number four.
This one is coming at me hard, okay? If you can't get up in the morning to be on time for work, you're too lazy to go to the gym, your homework remains undone until the last minute. Don't worry, it's not your fault. The blame lies on your inner pig dog, the voice in the back of your head trying to convince you to live a life of inertia, and which you will have to overcome to rid yourself of that grief bacon. This is inner...
Can I say the word?
Please, yes.
Inner Schweinhound.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Inner Schweinhound. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, Schweinhound, like, translates to big dog. Yeah.
Schweinhound. Yeah, big dog. That's great, dude.
Fremdschammen is exterior shame. So, basically, like, secondhand embarrassment, like when you get embarrassed for other people.
Ah, yeah.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Larry, you want to pronounce number six?
Torschluf panic.
Yes. The feeling of urgency to accomplish tasks before some imaginary gate closes and it's all too late. So, like, especially if you start to get a certain age.
So weirdly, like,
dude,
specific.
I love words that don't translate. Like, we have to have a paragraph to explain what they mean, and it's just a word, you know?
But you know what's really kind of, I don't know, funny to me that it's... We use, obviously, out of the English language, what we use, like, probably, like, 60% of words or something.
No.
Is it 30?
It's way lower, yeah.
30?
Yeah, probably, okay. If even, yeah. Probably, like, 10 or something, yeah.
Okay. I think that's so fascinating that it's like, dude, even now, reading especially older books...
Yeah.
I'll come across a word and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like... And it's such a great word, but you never hear anyone use it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm too busy trying to figure out what bussin' means.
Okay,
I'm not going to lie. I know you're going to get to it, but number eight is me 100 fucking percent.
Okay, but talking about us not knowing words,
sure.
I play one version of Words with Friends, and it pops up and gives me a word of the day.
Uh-huh.
Today, the word was foo-for-raw. And I'm like, it's an English word.
The,
like,
fuck, the fuck is that?
Yeah, right.
It's a great deal of fuss or attention given to a minor matter. So, like...
Oh, my God. Why are you bringing up such a foo-for-all about this?
So, here we go.
Yeah.
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 You're arguing with your significant other.
Yeah.
The fuck is all this foo-for-all about? Yeah.
Like, dude, you want to end? Yeah, you want to end an argument real quick?
Yeah,
they just look at you like
deal out of this.
They're like, all right. Hey, Larry, I know that we were arguing, but like, I think you just had a stroke.
Did you just skip?
Yeah.
Okay, so number seven is Treppenwitz, or it's Treppenwitz, right? Because it's German.
Tripping Vince.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically if you have like a comeback or like a funny answer to something, but way later and you're like, fuck, that's what I should have said back. Like, which, yeah, I feel that. Number eight, man. Which is Larry, is, you want to say it?
Lebensmüde.
Which means life tired.
Oh my God. Is this everyone?
Yeah. This is everyone right now. We were talking about this before we recorded. Like, how can you be there for your friends when everyone you know is fucking falling apart? Like, I what do you do?
Yeah. Does anyone right now have their life together?
No.
That is my. This is a calling card. Please,
tell us your secrets.
I want to shine. I want to shine a light up into the like clouds. That it's like the bat signal, but it's just like, it's is just anyone all right? Emoji. Yeah. Is anyone all right? Please, anyone.
I'm going to change my Twitter handle to Liebenschmidt.
Yeah. I bet that's taken. So it's meaning that you're tired of life, and it's used to describe the dramatic and soul-crushing emotional agony of young romantic publics. poets.
Yeah. Number poets. Nine isn't any better.
Yeah, Weltschmerz is world pain, which is
God.
The pain that we feel when just the world does not live up to what you wish it was. Goddamn.
I'm sorry, that's a bit on the nose.
On a lighter note... a translation for a soft egg is a vichy?
Wait, a translation for a soft egg?
I'm trying to pronounce it here.
Vichy?
Vichy. I don't know.
Yeah, nailed
I don't
know it.
How to pronounce
yeah.
that.
So, yeah,
there you go.
You're going to have problems with 11.
Well, that was... It's someone who's weak and cowardly. So I thought it was like a soft boiled egg, but it's a weakling.
Ah, gotcha.
Number 11 is Backpfeifengesicht.
Ooh,
Backpfeifengesicht. Yeah, Backpfeifengesicht. Yeah, something like that.
Perfect. All right. You got all it. Right.
No, you got it. You were really.
Funny. I know.
Yeah, I may be wrong. I don't know. Fuck.
I just that I C H T at the end. I'm not sure. Anyway. It's describing someone who has a punchable fucking face.
Wow.
We all know, dude, that one that pops in your head right now.
For me, it's the dude that plays Jim from The Office. What's his name?
Really?
Yeah.
Jim. Oh, he's the main dude, right?
The guy that always, like, smugly looks at the camera.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
was also well,
isn't
in,
that everyone
Jack,
in The Office?
Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, he's actually attractive in that, but... That's not the point. Huh. In The Office, he's very punchable.
We're not talking about fuckability.
So when you find yourself put on the spot without a sufficient explanation or excuse for something you've done or failed to do, that is... Larry?
Erklagrensnot.
I think Daniel got it.
I will be honest, I cannot pronounce that
one. No, but it's basically saying you don't have a good explanation.
That's the best I can do. I wanted to get in on the pronunciation shit.
Sitzfleisch is sit or seat meat.
Seat meat!
Girls no longer have dump trucks, Larry. They have seat meat.
Oh, seat
Larry is standing God. Up and like hopping around. Okay.
Dude, seat meat but is my favorite thing.
It's saying that it's a character trait. It's people who are able to weather something extremely hard or boring.
Holy shit, Larry, did you see that girl over there in the bikini? No, the one with all that seat meat.
Look at that seat meat.
Fucking seat meat.
There's a tree in Germany called a tumble tree, and it's pronounced Purzelbaum. Okay. And it's just some specific...
How'd they get a picture of Finn doing a fucking tumble?
Yeah, okay, but,
wait.
Don't you describe my child as seat meat.
This is not an actual tree. I'm sorry. This describes someone doing a somersault on the ground. So, like, just a kid rolling around. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I just choked because...
rules.
I was really confused. Why would you put the photo above the... Okay, sorry. Yeah. Anyway.
Larry, you want to pronounce number 15? We're almost through. There's just 18. And I already covered one.
No, this has been fun,
I love this. Larry, 15.
Dreikus.
It is a person...
Dude, you need to spit more.
Yeah.
It's a short person, and it implies that they are only three cheeses high. They're only as tall as three wheels of cheese placed on top of each other.
Excuse me, ma'am. Wait. How many cheeses tall are you?
Wait, time the fuck out. Is there a standard cheese wheel size?
Yes, probably, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because I've seen large wheels of cheese.
You've seen that competition where they roll them, so.
I haven't.
What?
Okay, so we have to figure this out. The standard, write us in at Tether.
Please, any German listeners, would love to know.
Standard size of a cheese height. A cheese wheel. Yes, because from now on, I'm not going to ask someone how tall they are. I will ask them how many cheese height.
I need to know. I need to know two things about you. I need to know how many cheese wheels you are high and how many stones you are weight wise.
Oh my god!
also at the same time. Do you have a seat meat?
Yeah. Turn around. Let me see your seat meat.
I wish we had a title for Untethered yet again.
Oh, girl. You know, you walked over here. I saw you swinging that seat meat around.
My sweet seat meat.
Okay. And there's one that actually does translate. It's just their version of a tongue twister, which is Zungenbrecher. And then I covered Shadow Parker. And the last one is cuddle muddle.
I love the question marks.
I know.
It's like, what?
Because it basically says there's that's not an easy, they tried to put stuff in a few word translations and that one doesn't have one. It's an unstructured mess, chaos, or hodgepodge. So awesome. Clusterfuck, if you will.
So my life.
I was going
to
say,
welcome to the cuddle muddle.
Doesn't that refer back to the other things about the world ending and or not world ending, but just the world being a mess and all that jazz?
Can we just start naming Untethered the cuddle muddle?
Yeah, right. This is cuddle muddle episode 164. Oh my god, that's amazing, dude. I know that I am probably, I think that everybody that actually is takes part in recording the Tether Radio podcast or Untethered, Allie and Larry, I think that we all enjoy just language shit because it's just fun, you know?
Oh, man, I love language shit. I mean, that's my jam.
I mean, it's just it's just one of these things that it's it's so weird that we're all so incredibly similar around the world genetically, but then we create all these different ways to communicate.
Yeah.
And they're so fucking different. It's just wild.
I like how the English language is just so fuck you, I am my own thing. Because every other language is Latin based.
Yeah.
There are some Latin words in English, but every other language
at least
except for Asian languages and Arabic languages. But you know what I'm
reading
saying.
Reading them, looking at French and Spanish and Italian are quite interchangeable.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can fluently speak them, but you can, if you speak one of them fairly well, you can figure out the others pretty decently.
Yeah.
It's you can understand it. German. It's difficult to speak it kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
There are exceptions like Russian, any Middle Eastern type, Arabic type or obviously English and but the majority, I would say probably 60% of languages are Latin based.
Yeah.
And what does that tell you about the genocide that followed? I don't know. I'm getting too deep here.
Yeah, I was like, wow, okay. And you want to go there. All right. You do realize this is, we're already 21 minutes in on a 30-minute thing.
Yeah, so let's talk about our favorite supervillain.
No, honestly, I'm really glad because that was super fun.
Yeah.
So mine will not be that long, just like Jeff Bezos's. Let's celebrate Jeff Bezos' big day out. To space with a 69-inch, $69, miniature dick rocket. So, if you didn't already enjoy the fact that he gave the patrons of Amazon a shout out for financing his trip to not even fucking outer space, in my opinion. Well, it's not outer space. It's fucking, I don't even know what. He got
it
to
the...
It
was just like the upper atmosphere, like whatever.
Dude, he just the tip... He just tipped our space.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to point out that, like, this is on TLDR, and, like, it's a whole fucking article. Really? Come on.
No, no, no. It's not at all. It is a very... Well, no, I'm just saying that it's like five paragraphs kind of thing. It's,
yeah, well, that still doesn't sum up a too long didn't read.
True. Very true. Very true.
That's like how long a TLDR about like World War II might
be. Yeah, like, yeah. Right? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was not like, picking up what you're putting down.
It's TLDR Auschwitz. Yeah. Let's, you know...
It should be like three sentences kind of shit. Yes, I dig. So, first of all... I just want to say, James Vincent from The Verge, go fuck yourself. He is the author. This is why I say that. Capitalism is all about fairly distributing wealth based on hard work and personal merit, which is why Jeff Bezos earns in 20 seconds what the median U.S. worker makes in a year. I hope this sets the fucking like pace.
Say it one more time.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff Bezos makes in 20 seconds what the median U.S. worker makes in 1 year. Okay? So.
And that's including while he sleeps.
Yes.
Does it say what the...
These metrics are not mentioned because Mr. Vincent... is too busy shilling for the elites. So, thankfully, and I'm reading this verbatim because it was one of these things that I'm like, you just suck, guy.
Yep.
Thankfully, Jeff's also a super sweet guy who's totally grounded and knows how to use his wealth to help people. For example,
Let me finish, please, sir.
For example, he spent billions taking a tourist trip into space on a dick-shaped rocket, which I personally found to be very chill. Sure, some people say the trip was a huge vanity project, a colossal pissing contest between egotistical, morally blind billionaires whose pocket change could save countless human lives and just as much intrinsic value as their own. But to that I say, stop being such a bummer, dude. Fuck off,
I hate this guy.
Thank you. If this was on McSweeney's,
I'd be like, I love this guy. But it's not, and I hate him.
This guy is
I hope this guy's mom uses this rocket as a dildo.
Yes. And then sends it to him as a fucking, like, weird popsicle. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, I'm going to come completely clean. I read that paragraph, and I got so...
You're
going to
come clear?
Say what?
You're going to come clear?
Oh, I thought I said clean.
No, I'm turning it around.
You son of a... I was just like, dude, this is what we're getting these days. We've got this piece of human debris writing for The Verge that he's shilling a fucking $69.99. I'm sorry, 69, you guys.
99.
No.
Oh, nice.
Ah, thank you. $69.99 rocket that is, I mean, dude, it's just another fucking...
It's like, it just goes back into his pocket.
It just goes back into this cocksucker's pocket.
Yeah.
I'm just
I wish it was priced at $69.69. That would have been great.
Yeah, much nicer.
I agree. But it was just one of these things, and I'm just like, you're right. We should commemorate this man's fucking, like, however many minute trip into the atmosphere that literally we could just watch the dollars blow out of the back of his rocket while us plebes down on fucking planet Earth try to figure out what to do and how to move forward with our lives, kind of thing.
I wonder why he named it Blue Origin. Like, why? God,
I don't even fucking know, dude. But I'll tell you one
thing. I'm going to do some research into that. There may be some conspiracy theories on that.
I'm sure there are, but first of all, it legitimately does look like a dildo, period.
Yeah, and you know he did that shit on purpose.
You know what?
There is no way. And I know that I missed the episode where you guys covered it. And I like when I was listening to it, I was like, are they not going to talk about how it's shaped like a fucking dick? Like, seriously?
Dude,
do I need to be there for this? Like, somebody in engineering had to be like, Mr. Bezos, you have a giant penis here. Like, are you sure? Someone had to approve these fucking designs, and I'm pretty sure it was Bezos himself that approved the design of this shit. And, like, in someone's mind, they were like, this looks like a dick.
Dude, like all those like big trucks and stuff that it's like that have like lift kits and all this shit that everybody's like, yeah, somebody's overcompensating. You know? It's like, dude, this is the biggest compensation, overcompensation that it's like, wow, you book nerd motherfucker decided to create a fucking like dick rocket.
Okay, but hear me out. Yep. What if Bezos was like packing?
Like, have you seen
chorizo? Ride a dick rocket?
Thank you. He would like, have a minuscule thing. What if he was packing
like fucking chorizo down there and just like, what up?
He's packing smash piece chorizo. And by the way, if you want to get in on that joke, you're going to have to listen to the last episode or last Untethered. What was that?
No, it was the full
episode from last week. So not 164. We're talking about 163. But yeah, man, this was just one of these things that I actually clicked on this article in hopes that this guy was just going to rail Bezos and be like he should be railed,
right?
And be like, oh, you know, this dude was spending money in this manner for a fucking absolutely stupid thing.
A 10-minute ride in fucking upper atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And we're down here dealing with a fucking pandemic that I would think that his money could be spent, I don't know, a little bit better elsewhere.
Solving poverty.
Do we publish episodes on Prime Podcasts?
No.
Amazon?
Oh, fuck no. Because
that's where Trey listens, and I looked, and we're not there, and I was like, fuck it. Trey, you can download Spotify. And he did. Thanks, Trey.
Thank you, Trey. Wait, Prime has podcasts?
That's what I told. I also was like, Trey, no one's ever even asked this.
Wait, before. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Amazon Music. And
oh, okay. So that's, they have, okay.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah. No.
I'm not going to lie. There are a lot of really good podcast apps out there. I would, I'm going to recommend Overcast. It's actually a really solid one.
I'm trying to switch to that because that's what everybody was talking about in a group room the other day.
Yeah, it seems like most everything is on there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And including the Tether Radio podcast.
And most things are on most platforms.
True,
so,
true. Like, well, so wait, how are we not on? I guess they don't use the Apple directory, probably. Yeah. So, anywho.
So we go from talking about Jeff Bezos' dick to this fucking chat over here. Small penis defense results in manslaughter conviction. You heard me. This man claims his defense from a manslaughter case that it was his small, dick.
I mean,
let's get into it. Okay.
I was going to say, honestly, depends on what he's defending.
just when you thought the Twinkie defense had gone by way of VHS tapes, along comes a defense that makes you wonder whether lawyers go to stupid defense school, which, yes, stupid defense school is a thing.
Okay.
All right. So, the brutal slaying of Julie Meadey at her Norton home in January 2016 looked like a slam dunk. There were eyewitnesses. The killer was convicted in Julie's, the killer was covered in Julie's blood when cops found him, and he immediately confessed right off the bat.
Okay.
Easy case, right? Not in this god-awful state. Haley Duran Meadey was only 10 when she watched her father, Martin McDonald, slaughter her mother. McDonald is a very big guy, not where it matters, and Julie was tiny. So Haley and her younger sister stepped in to help their mom, but McDonald kept slabbing and stabbing and stabbing.
Mm.
When Haley tried to call 911, he punched her and took her phone away. After stabbing Julie more than 50 times, McDonald smashed her face before driving off.
God.
He fled in a pickup truck and was captured when he smashed into a car on the highway. Seriously injured another woman. When police arrived, McDonald put his hands behind his head and said, "I just killed my wife. I need to be cuffed." So, yes, that's how the pursuit ended.
God.
Yeah. So McDonald killed Julie because he was angry that she wanted out of a marriage and he had dated another, she wanted out of the marriage and she had dated another man. In other words, he killed her because he was a horrible person and she was smart enough not to want to stay in this marriage with him.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks ago from 2 weeks from the time that this article came out, which was on the 24th, 2 days ago, today of recording, the trial in Bristol Superior Court, first responders testified that what they saw when they arrived at the crime scene, one EMT who tried to intubate Julie said that he couldn't get a line in because when he inserted the tube in her mouth, it slid out of a gaping hole in her neck.
God. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I'm going to skip ahead. McDonald didn't have much of a defense. He wasn't intoxicated, and there were no justifications or excuses for what he did. So it was no surprise that he and his lawyer dragged the case out for 5.5 years trying to come up with something. God. First, they tried a brain disorder. That didn't pan out, so they moved on to something.
They realized he didn't have a brain.
So they moved on to something that was like a desperate, like, Hail Mary. Which has never been tried before.
Yeah.
Which was the small penis defense.
Okay.
And,
I'm listening.
An expert witness for McDonald, expert, quote unquote, witness for McDonald testified that he suffered from depression because he had never grew much of a penis and that he compensated by taking steroids. But steroids shrank the man's parts, so that makes no sense.
So he shrank nothing?
Yeah.
So
it's already tiny.
Right?
Perfect.
So he took it from a toothpick to a broken toothpick?
Yeah. What kind of defense is this? There was no telling like whether or not he was telling the truth, but McDonald had elevated testosterone levels before the crime. Mm. Even more proof the guy was angry, not depressed, because studies show that a steroid use can cause uncontrollable rage. Mm-hmm. Yet a jury of 7 men and 7 women from McDonald's found McDonald guilty of only voluntary manslaughter, not murder.
Man, like, I'm angry. Can I get away with murder? Asking for a friend.
Well, yeah, under Massachusetts law, a person is guilty of first-degree murder if they intentionally kill a person with premeditation or extreme
atrocity
or cruelty, which is common, right? Like, it has to be premeditated in order for it to be first degree. I mean, that's
that makes
pretty
sense.
Much the standard. Mm-hmm. Julie's death was clearly extremely atrocious and exceedingly cruel. Second degree murder applies when an intentional killing is done with malice. So the fact that he got away with just manslaughter, I just don't understand. And he tried to say that his dick was so small that it caused him to, you know, just question his manhood and go out on this rage because he took testosterone or steroids to try to grow his dick, but the steroids only made his dick smaller. I just don't get it.
Poor guy.
Well, honestly, let me go ahead and ask the studio audience. What do you guys think? Yeah. Fuck this guy, dude. Like, no.
No.
Like, dude. Honestly,
The jury went down. Which,
not on him.
In my opinion,
you can't find
should
it.
Have been.
Sorry.
Not on him, yeah. The jury, instead of convicting him to murder one, just went for fucking voluntary manslaughter. This guy got away with it. Voluntary manslaughter, this guy's going to be out in a few years.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, and it's, I just don't understand. But I know that this took a darker turn than I wanted it to. But the fact is,
we saw a small penis and we were like, ha, let's laugh about this.
This one'll be fun.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah,
no, but like the fact that this dude tried to say my dick was so small that I killed my wife. Like, come on, dude.
I mean,
God.
I feel like I feel like this is a recurring theme for our podcast that it's like, hey, guess what? The legal system's completely in shambles. Like that is it.
Can I tell you guys about a case that's also a grisly murder that I wanted to just kind of touch on?
All right.
Just real quick.
Sure.
We got to wrap after.
Okay. Yeah. So, as you guys hear, this has been going for a couple months now. This cheerleader kid in Florida, her name was Tristan Bailey. She was 13.
She was the one that got stabbed a boatload.
114
yep.
times.
Yep. I remember that piece of shit that sent a Snapchat and
So
we covered it.
I think we did. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's some update to it.
Update.
Yeah.
Cool.
Prosecutors released a bunch of evidence this Tuesday about the 14-year-old suspected murderer.
Mean the person that said, hey, does anybody know where Tristan is or whatever?
Laughing from inside a cop car.
Yeah, I remember that piece of
shit. God, that little piece of shit.
Yep.
I don't know what all of this is new, but the part that I'm sure is new is some of the new evidence is footage of the two of them walking toward a wooded area just after midnight the last time she was seen alive. Over an hour later, the surveillance video allegedly shows the suspect sprinting away from a wooded area alone. Also, I missed this tidbit. This happened a little while ago, but it was mentioned in this.
Yeah.
His mom was seen on surveillance footage in their own house. I'm not sure how that got subpoenaed.
Yeah.
Washing her son's blood-stained jeans after the murder. Listen.
Oh, wow.
Listen. I love my mom. I would take a bullet for my mom. My mom would, too. If I was like, Mom, I got a little carried away. I murdered somebody. There's blood on my jeans. Mom would be like,
cops, hello. Hello, cops.
Like, my mom would not let me get away with murder.
No.
No.
At all.
No.
No, honestly.
Like, my mom didn't let me say sucked in high school. Like, she's not going to let me get away with murder.
Oh, so so your mom's like a reasonable person.
What?
Is what you're saying. Like, what the fuck?
So she was charged with tampering with evidence back in June, and she turned herself in, but she was released on bond. Cool. God, man. The girl had 114 stab wounds, and I'm not going to get into the description of how they use the word savage.
Yeah.
She had 49 defensive stab wounds on her arms and right hand. This poor kid. Nah. She's 13.
Yeah, dude.
Ugh.
And I know, I'm gonna say this, yeah. And I can get pushback because I'm used to it. I'm telling you, if you don't think social media plays into like this weird like animosity towards each other, and I'm saying anything from children adults to like this this being able to say things to people in a and dehumanize other people.
So the last part of this is very related to that.
Okay.
He was previously, in the police documents, they had records of him telling a close female friend about his desire to murder someone, and that he said he heard voices in his head telling him to kill, which I really hope they don't use as some sort of defense. He told that friend that he was going to murder someone within the month, and that was less than a month before this kid died.
What the fuck?
And that friend later told investigators that he told her that he would find a random person walking at night, drag them into the woods, and stab them. And then he would act innocent after the murder and continue killing people. He told her that he would ultimately run away and make people believe he was dead and continue killing people.
So,
and yes, when you're 14, you say insane stuff. I get that. But this kid's a fucking sociopath.
No, but I mean, you say insane stuff.
No,
but
he's a psychopath. Yeah,
but you say stuff like, "I hate you, Dad." Yeah. "I hate you, Mom."
Yeah.
Like, you guys suck. You're ruining my life. Yeah, ruining my...
You don't tell everyone that you murder people because you like it.
Yes. I think that we, as a society, are, and I'm gonna take a step back real quick.
Yeah.
Because I legitimately think this, and this is why I'm like such a, I don't know. I'm adamant on trying to be the best parent fucking possible. I think that, the vast majority of people have just decided that society is going to raise their children for them.
Yeah.
And I think that we're dealing with the repercussions of that. I legitimately think that because I'm sick of parents going back and being like, "Oh my God, I didn't see anything in it." Well, you know what? If you were involved in your child's life, maybe you would have seen something.
And
if you
kids
could
can
unplug,
absolutely have a different like act totally.
And
different.
I'm not saying everybody. I'm not saying everybody.
But some of them, like, who knows if this kid wasn't telling like his cousins or his uncles or something the same shit? Like,
well, yeah.
Or even his own mom. His mom's washing the blood stains off his jeans.
Wow. and that's a very good point. Very good point. I think that we are on a track that is, I don't know, not cool.
I'm eager to see what sort of defense they use. I really hope they don't go with "he was hearing voices." And I really hope they don't go with, "Oh, all that was just big talk to impress his friends on social media." I really hope they don't, but I could see it. I could see it.
Unfortunately, there are some parents out there that would do anything for their kids, no matter what.
Sure.
But you know, there's got to be a line whenever you're like, "Okay, I will protect my child from anything," but like and there's got to be a line to where my child needs help.
Yeah, and the fact that you're willing to come to the table and be like, accept the fact, hey, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, exactly. Like, dude, okay, nobody's own child is ugly, right?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, it's one of those things that it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe he's just a little off. Well, he just mutilates animals on Wednesdays and Thursdays, you know?
Most
I mean, it's
of the
not
week
a big
fine.
Yeah.
No, that is one sign of a serial killer.
Yeah.
Does he piss the bed?
Yeah.
Does he also like to set fires? Because you may have a serial killer on your hands.
That's the crazy thing is that it's like, I feel like we've almost become this society that accepts too much and isn't willing to be like, well, that's off the reserve, man. Yeah. Like I understand, like, okay, you know, if you want to dress you know, different, or if you want to do whatever, cool, rock and roll. But dude, I'm sorry, but when you are expressing yourself in like hatred toward fellow mankind, yeah, kind of shit, it's like, damn, we got to draw the line somewhere. But I don't know. I don't know how to, you know what? You don't listen to this.
It bothers me. I just can't stop thinking about that.
No, no, I know. And it's terrible. Yeah. And I mean, the thing that really gets me is the defense wounds shit.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes me
so many, not like three or four, like so many.
As a father, Allie, if that happened to my son, I would almost be down to go to prison to end the life of whoever did that to my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, hell, I would need to know, you know, was my child like, was there something messed up with? No, not did I. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Dude, you've met Finn.
I know.
The only thing he has coming is hugs and kisses. But God, no, it's one of these things that it's like, fuck, man. As a parent, I mean, shit, Larry. Like, dude, if that happened to fucking Chase.
Yeah, but even
if that happened to Finn, holy fuck, man.
Just as a human, like, you, like, if that happened to just a friend, if that happened to just, like, someone that you were vaguely friends with, like a friend of a friend, you'd be mad. Like, you'd be
mad is an understatement, but yes, I agree. Like, I agree. And by the way, and this is weird that I'm going to recommend a television program, a.k.a. a show. Have you guys ever seen Mayor of Easttown? HBO.
No, but I've heard a lot of good talk.
It is fucking great.
Yeah.
It is great, and I'm not going to lie. This shit, it's not that grisly, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But fuck if it's not, like, on the same kind of level. So if you're into true crime and stuff, plus, I mean, dude, I love Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Anywho. My God, we are going long as shit.
Like we always do.
So, I know.
Yeah.
God.
Hey, and, you know, if you came here on this wonderful Thursday to listen and to laugh, just know that every now and then we do get a little bit serious.
Give us another chance. No, just kidding.
It's okay. We're not only comedy, but we're also, you know, reporting some important shit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
For sure.
Bear with us, you know.
And we also like to get off the beaten path, man. Yeah. We're not going to.
Exactly.
I'm sorry that if you came here to get articles from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News,
those are already out there.
Yeah, you know what?
This ain't your place,
bro. You
can
find it. Yeah, you can find it very easily. We try to get off the beaten path. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, where else are you going to hear about fucking people vandalizing cars with beans?
See?
Thank you, and see. We can also bring levity to the situations.
Exactly.
But cool. Rock and roll. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the time.
I think we've done it.
We've done it because we've basically done two full episodes. Shit. No, just kidding.
We've done it. We've done
it. We done did it. We done it. We done dad it. What?
Yep.
You done that?
But if you want to let us know how you felt about episode 33 of Untethered, let us know. You can send that to tetherradio@gmail.com. We're on all the Twitter spheres, Instagrammers. I don't know. If there's social media, I'm sure that if you look up Tether Radio, we'll pop up. So, I think that's about it for this one. You guys got any additions before we wrap?
I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm good, other than the fact that once again, we're thanking you that if you voted for us on City Views for Best Podcast in Knoxville, we thanked you on Monday. But again, I want to thank you again today. It really does mean a lot to us. And, you know, we had this discussion earlier today on our group chat where, you know, it could, someone could be having a bad day and just listen to one of our episodes and us being, you know, a bunch of fucking idiots on here,
you know,
just making fun of each other.
Plenty of that
and
here.
You know, it could, it could bring a little bit of laugh into you guys. And that's why we do this. Not only do we do this for our own sanity, because this is our own form of, I don't know, therapy,
yeah.
But
yeah,
also at the same time, we do it for everyone else. So that's the reason why we put it out there. Sure. And we appreciate everyone for listening.
And man, those of you guys that are telling your friends and then your friends listen, that means the world. Please keep doing
seriously,
that.
Seriously, man. Like, if you dig it, fucking tell your friends, all that jazz. And I'm going to reiterate what Larry just said.
Yeah.
This has been episode 33 of Tether Radio Therapy. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it really is. We enjoy doing this, and we hope that you guys enjoy listening. And, you know, like we say every week, if you guys want us to try to cover something or whatever, we could try to do it.
Yep.
We'll do it in the best of our ability and all that jazz. So, I think that's all I got.
That's it.
So,
I think that's enough warm fuzzies.
Rock and roll. All right. Okay, here, let's group close hug. Out with Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
No, I'm just kidding. No, this has been episode 33 of Tether Radio Untethered. We're thanking you for joining us, and hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Check out the full episode on Monday. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.